Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Yisrael Daniel ben Shein Adina, lebracha v'atzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadav, and lerefuas Esther Rus bas Naomi Sara, and Miriam bas Chaya Reizel bas Dina, Rabbi Yehoshua Meir ben Rachel Sara, besoch Sha'ar Chole Yisrael. We're going to be learning very, very beautiful Mahalach in the Inyan of Kedushas Kohen, Kedushas Nazir, Kedushas HaTorah, Din of Kalayim, and this is based on a beautiful Lashtikal Torah, which was said by Hagon Rav Menachem Mendel Chechik, who was of the famous, his brother was Hagon Rav Zev Chechik, the famous Chechik family. They were Talmidim of the Briska Rav. They used to go to his house a lot, learn from him. Gedolei Chachmei Yerushalayim, and this is published in the, he has a Sefer Niv Menachem, which I recommend, two volumes. This is published in the Sefer Sima Bevesa, which are Pninim V'Igros Mishmar Levi of Rav Schulzinger. He's Rav Schulzinger's uncle, Rav Moshe Moldcha Schulzinger, who was Gedolei Chachmei Yisrael in this door. He was Nifter a few years ago. Goin Muflug, the Baal Mishmar Levi. The Rambam in Hilchos Kalayim, Perek Yud, Halacha Lamed Aleph, says something very interesting. That if a person puts shatnez on his friend, and his friend is shoygeh, he doesn't know what shatnez is, but the one who puts it on is mezid, the one who puts it on gets malchus. Frekta Kesef Mishnah, malchus? Why would he get malchus? The Yisr is wearing Kalayim. He didn't wear Kalayim, he put it on his friend. So he shouldn't get Malchus. Malchus, he didn't wear Shatnez. What about Lifnei Iver? You don't get Malchus for Lifnei Iver. So the Kesef Mishnah doesn't know how to make sense of this Rambam. The Minchas Chinuch in Tavkuf Nun Aleph says that the Baal HaChinuch doesn't bring this Din Chodesh of the Rambam, that you get Malchus for being Malbish Chaveru Kalayim. The Rambam also says something interesting in Hilchos Evel, that if somebody is Mitamei a Kohen, he gets Malchus. The Sefer HaChinuch doesn't bring that either. Lechem Mishnah wonders, where does the Rambam get this din? That if somebody's mitame, his friend the Kohen, he gets Malchus. Well, what do you get Malchus for? The lav is becoming tome. So, the shaila is like this. For now we present the kasha, so the brisker derech is too. To present the yesod, and then everything's going to become clear b'siyata d'shmaya. What is the Isser of Lo Yilbash? Is the Isser to wear it? Or is the Isser to create a matzav where there is Kalayim, where there is Shatnez? If the Isser is to wear it, the Rama makes no sense. If the Isser is to create a matzav where there is Shatnez, it makes a lot of sense. Because Tzemer alone is not Usr. Pishtim alone is not Usr. Semer and Pishtim together is also not Usr. Semer and Pishtim together on the body of a person, that's the Isr. So if all three of them come together, the two materials, Semer and Pishtim, on a person, that's the Isr. If somebody is Malbish somebody else and he doesn't know, the person himself doesn't know, he's Shogeg. If he himself is Mezid, then he gets Malchus. You may Alovish Mezid, Alovish Loke. And the Malbish is over on the Fnever. But in our case, you can't incriminate the Lovish. He doesn't know. So if he allows it to happen, then he's a partner in it being created. But here, Mamish doesn't know. So, who's going to be guilty? The Malbish. Malbish, the one who puts it on. He's the one creating the shatness. because he put this garment of tzemer and pishtam on this person, so he creates the shatness. When you plant mixed seeds, kalayim, what's the iser? The iser is that you created this metzias, that there's going to be kalayim together. Even if afterwards, even though it happened much later, but the very fact that you created this metzias, so if later on when it happens to Lav Shem B'maisa, and right now you just put it in the ground. This is the Shailab, is Mishas Zuria, Mishas Hashrasha. But either way, this person created this metzias, that there's going to be kalayim. So he's guilty, even though right now they didn't mix at all, they're just sitting next to each other. But the fact that he put them in the ground, or that they took root, that already it's discussed in Menachos Chinuch. Most of this is discussed in Menachos Chinuch. All of that already makes the iser of kalayim. Based on what we're saying, you don't even have to come on to the fact that it's the Hashrasha. Because people would say, if it's really just put in the ground, what'd you do? It has to be Mushrash. But with clothing, you see that, like, the person is the ground, and then you put on him the garment. So just creating that Metzias, there's no Hashrasha by a person. Just the fact that you created that Metzias of Kalayim, that already makes for an iser. So too, you put the seeds in the ground, the very fact that he created this metzias, that there's going to be like bishul, when he puts it on the fire, there's no bishul. And afterwards, when it cooks, it's a lav shem b'maisa. The answer is that it's a lav shem b'maisa when it cooks, but it's not. Because he put it on the fire. Yesh b'maisa. He did a maisa. He created that metzias that it's going to cook. He put the seeds in the ground. He created the metzias that there's going to be a kalayim. He put the garment on the person. Here it happened immediately. Now there's a metzias that this person is wearing shatnez. So that's the hagdaras ha'isr. Hagdaras ha'isr is creating a metzias, not doing the maisa levisha, but creating a metzias of kalayim. Doing a maisa that makes a metzias of kalayim. Whether it's in the ground, whether it's in the garments, right? Kalayim is with seeds, kalayim is with wearing shatnez, mixed materials. We also understand now the Isser of Tumas Kohen. What's the Isser of Tumas Kohen? It's not an Isser al Gufo Shel Kohen. The Isser is creating a Metzias in which somebody from the Shevet HaKohuna becomes Tameh. Kohanim are now allowed to become Tameh. And you're now allowed to create a Metzias where Kohanim become Tameh. There's a ma'aser that there was the Brisker Rav was about to wash a Kohen's hands. The Kohen didn't want to. Brisker Rav's going to wash his hands. So the Brisker Rav said to him right before Duchening, Brisker Rav said to him, I'm not washing your hands. I'm washing hands of a Kohen. Not personal. There's no personal iser of the Kohen becoming tummy. They have to make sure Kohanim don't become tummy. So if a Kohen's mitame himself, he's over on that iser. If somebody else is mitame, a Kohen is also over that iser. So the Cheftz of Kohun is not something individual. It's Mutal al Kol Yisrael. It's the story of Rav Pam. He said that they were once giving him a lot of kavod at a dinner. And he said, what happens if you're a mechabed person, you think he's a Kohen, but he's really not a Kohen? Is Mesudi mechabed a Kohen? You're mechabed him, he's not a Kohen. So Rav Pam says, you get a mitzvah. You're not mechabed this specific coin, you're mechabed the Shevet HaKohuna. If you're mechabed me, you think I'm a Talmud Chacham, you also happen to be a coin. But you think I'm a Talmud Chacham, I'm not a Talmud Chacham, but you think I am, so you're mechabed Torah. So I'm a Kabbalah that you're mechabed the Torah. It's not an inyan ishi, it's not anything personal. Then how do you explain Nazirus? The Lecha Mishnah says, by Nazirus, The Rambam says that if the Nazir is Shogeg, the person who's Metameim is Mezid, he doesn't get Malkus. So the answer is that the Nazirus is something personal. It's in Yanishi. That he's holy to Hashem. Nazir Elokabel Rosho, he becomes perfect, personally holy. And therefore it's a din in himself that he's not allowed to make sure that he himself doesn't become tummy. But you, we don't have that din, I'll call you Yisrael. And there's also a remez in this in the Torah. It says in Parshas Emor, Kedoshim Yiyu, Rashi says, Al-Korchem Yakdishum Beizdin. Now there's a din on the Beizdin to be Makadish the coin. A din on Klal Yisrael to be Makadish the coin. Don't be Matami that coin. Later on, Kadosh Yelach Nahog Bo Kedusha. You have to be Noe Kedusha. But by a Nazir, it says, Kol Yimei Nizra Kodesh Hu Lashem. Sifri says, Yachol Kedusha Seir, Amani Makayim Kodesh Hu Lashem. Zo Kedusha Saguf. He's holy to God. He is an etim, it's a mahus. That he is a mahus of a Kedusha Saguf. Unlike the Kohen, that's our relationship. We relate to him as having Kedusha Saguf. We're not allowed to be Machal of that Kedusha. But here it's something personal. The Nazir Be'etim has Kedusha Saguf. And therefore one is metamehim, not over the Yisr, because it's a din on himself that he has to make sure to guard his Kedusha Saguf. That's something personal. Kohen's Kedusha is on Klal Yisrael. It's Mutal Ala Beisin V'Al Kol Yisrael. So now we understand the Rambam. When it comes to Shatnez, he created that Metzius that he's wearing Shatnez. When it comes to not allowed to do that. When it comes to be Matame a Kohen, he's not allowed to be Matame anybody from Shevet HaKohen. When it comes to a Nazir, it's something personal. I'm not allowed to make sure I become Tame myself. It's not a din on Klal Yisrael. It says in Pirkei Avos, "Val tesavel shulchanam shel malachim, she shulchanach gadol mi shulchanam, ve kisrucha gadol mi kisra." You don't be misav. If you have Torah, don't worry about what the kings have. Don't worry, Donald Trump. Don't be mekane. Your table is bigger than his table. His tower might be bigger than your tower, but your table is bigger than his table. Your keser is bigger than his keser. Why? Because a melech is a din on Klal Yisrael. Som tasim alecha melech. Melech shemocha al kavod ein kavod amochu. You have to make a melech, you have to emaso alecha. Can't be moichel on the kavod, why not? Because it's not his to be moichel on. It's the kavod of Klal Yisrael. It's the mosad ha-malchut. It's the institution of kingship. Can't be moichel, it's not his. But somebody learns Torah, so that's a melech. Somebody learns Torah, it's his. Torah is a delay. Kisrucha, your keser is greater than their keser. Because it's be'etzem, something essentially in you. That's keser Torah. That's something mahuti. Beis Halevi says Talmud Chacham is not tashmish kedusha. Talmud Chacham is etzem kedusha. So the fizer Rav Pam's story is a kasha. Can make a chiluk, right? Because when it comes to a Talmud Chacham, it's kedusha be'etzem. Even though in the people's minds, they were being machavi Torah, but maybe it doesn't work. The whole thing is a mekach tos, because it has to be be'etzem. If it's not be'etzem, it doesn't. Doesn't count. Kisrucha gadol mi kisra. You have to kedusha be'etzem. It's not just the way other people relate to you. It's only meaningful if you yourself have it. They're only relating to you because you have it be'etzem. Hashem ken kahuna. You don't have to have it. It's b'machabit shevet ha'kahuna. Doesn't matter whether the kohen is much lower than the levi. So the risk of that I'm washing the hands of a kohen, not you. I think he's a kohen. It's shevet ha'kahuna. B'machabit kohanim. That's my job. He is. He isn't. When it comes to Torah, it's mashu mahuti. It's something essential in the person, that he has this great crown, greater than Malachim. Malachim, they have a small crown. They just the way we relate to them, but a king is more essential, but a Talmud Chacham is more essential. Also, a Nazir. Kodesh Hu Lashem. Zo Kedusha Saguf Be'etzen. It's Kedusha Saguf. Okay, Baruch Hashem, Siyata Deshmaya. Obviously a lot more to be mefalpil, but we just threw out some ideas. We should be zelch alum odulam edushma last time it's called the Beis Salma to recipe havo. Amen v'yamen, shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.